This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mr. Brian Cash Claw.
Well, there you go. Another one in the books. What do you think about that? We got Lola out there, huh? Looking in to make sure we're doing it correctly.
Hello, Lola.
We want to start a union here at Tan Talk Radio. What do you guys think? Who's in on that?
I'll
be happy to organize that.
Well, I'm just serious. Let's start a union.
Well, we got a good organizer right here.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. We got the president of the teachers union in here now. How would we do that to start a union here? Like, could you help us do it? Because she doesn't even pay us. You know that? We work 80 hours a week, and she only pays us for 40.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk with her right after this. And I'll take care of everything, guys. Don't worry.
And I got to clean the bathrooms. And nothing wrong with cleaning the bathroom. So that's clear. I'm just saying that's part of my job description. Because anybody that works, whatever the job is, it's a good job, as long as you're working. Okay. So we got the gentleman in the house today, Alicio Santana. And we got Mr. Mike in the house. Do you tell your last name or do you
keep that? Yes, of course. I'm Mike Endolf. I'm the president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association.
And then we got Mike from Paul Shrimp House.
Good afternoon, Brian. Good to be here again, buddy.
Yeah, and a lot of times what I'll do is because he, you know, has the Paul Shrimp House. Every once in a while, I'll call him Paul, and he'll look at me, and he's a good friend. He'll go, "No, my name's Mike," because you think Paul Shrimp House, he runs it, he's the deal. So we won't do that. And then we got. So what's going on with the who are you looking to get? Is anybody else showing up?
No, I'm here to talk about the citizens' referendum in Pinellas County. Since 2004, the citizens of Pinellas County have supported their schools. This is not a new tax. This is a tax that's been in place since 2004. So this is not a new thing. This will be the fourth time, if it passes, that the citizens have spoken and said that we care about our schools and we care about our students, and we want to make sure that the resources that they need to operate are there. And the referendum pays for music programs, it pays for art programs, it pays for new textbooks, it pays for technology, and a good portion of it goes to recruiting and retaining quality teachers.
Well, and there you go. And then if the referendum fails, right, the teachers will take a pay cut.
If the referendum were
is it about $4,000 cut?
It's about $3,800, yes.
Oh, that's $4,000. Huge.
Yeah. That's big. Now, what happens with that, too, is that I don't know what percentage of the teachers belong to the union and pay their dues. Is that public information or known? Or is that something you want out there? I don't know.
Yeah, we're an at-will state, you know.
We're a right-to-work state.
Right.
So they don't have to belong to the union.
They don't have to, know.
Right, but here's the deal.
The smart ones do, though.
Right, because right here, this situation right here tells you why. Who's going to fight for this tax increase? Or here you are on an FM channel, maybe by mistake, if they go from the Dove up 1 to 106.1, they find us, right?
Right.
So for the people that find us by mistake, think about that. You're here fighting for them, all those teachers that don't belong to the union. They're going to get the benefit of the power of the union.
They do.
Go into that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure, not at all. We've led the charge for the referendum since 2004. And all teachers that are not part of the union, when they see a billboard or a yard sign or any kind of advertisement, they really need to reach over to the nearest union member and shake their hand and thank them, because we're the ones that, again, are the ones that leading the charge for the referendum. And, you know, anybody that's, you don't have to be in the union, but we are the ones that bargain their work conditions, which are our children's learning conditions. And we bargain for their health benefits and their wages. So, and there's a whole slew of benefits that go along with being a member. But again, you know, here in Florida, you don't have to be, but a good percentage realize that, you know, if you were part of any profession, that you want to be part of your professional organization. Aside from our referendum, we have a couple of school board seats open, and I think I feel secure enough to speak for educators and let you know that there's an at-large seat, and we have endorsed Joanne Lentino, who I happen to know personally. She's has been an activist, and she was in our classrooms at Gulfport Elementary, so she knows everything that the teachers are going through, what the support professionals are going through, because this climate that we have right now in our schools with the toxic testing and this kind of a climate of fear that's been brought on by our governor and that came along with Senate Bill 736 back in 2011, where everything's about evaluating the teacher. And so they're using tests to evaluate teachers when tests really should be a tool that teachers use, professional educators use, to assess students and to help guide their further instruction. That has taken a drastic left turn, and it's hurting our students. So she knows, Joanne Lentino understands, she's been in the classroom under these conditions. There isn't anybody left on the school board presently that has taught during this climate. They've taught years ago, but you know, let's face it, 20 years ago, education was a whole different ball game.
Right, no computers. Even the computers. Just real quick, who do we have on the line?
We have Victor on the line.
Victor, can you talk in my ear, like to tell me that?
I could.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, hey, Victor, how are you? Real quick,
how you doing?
How'd you do in school, Victor?
I was a B student, I gotta be honest. I wasn't thrilled with the education I got either. So a lot of times it was boring, and it was obvious that it was about the teacher. And it wasn't really about the student all the time.
Right. Do you know what Benjamin Franklin said? Mr. Santana? We got the gentleman here in the house. He's running for Pinellas School Board District 5. Alicio Santana. I believe you should say the names as much as you can of the people.
Absolutely.
To brand the name so they don't forget.
Alicio Santana is a good man.
Alicio Santana.
On that board.
Vote for change. Oh, look, he has your big apple.
There you go.
Was that done on purpose? Huh?
You think?
The big apple.
So, Mike, you're behind him 100%, huh?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so Victor does windows. I'm just going to go into that and then segment back, back and forth. Is that okay? I'm just going to say this to you. You know what Benjamin Franklin, see if you know this, Victor, about education and money. You want to win
$50? Sure. Yes, I do.
What's the quote he had?
I don't know. What,
Ben Franklin. If you look in the Richard's Almanac, you'll see he's considered one of the wisest men that ever lived.
Yeah, I know that.
Benjamin Franklin said, empty the coins in your purse into your mind. And then your mind will fill your purse with gold. And what he was saying was, is to take money and spend it on educating yourself.
Right.
And for me, like, I like to listen to people that uplift me, right? So, because, just be real, sometimes I can get sad, like, in life, right? There's the pressures of life. Like, you got this going on here, something going on here, and just got this going on here. So it's important to educate yourself so you can make better decisions. But you're 100% mobile. We come to you, Olympic Integrity Auto Glass. And
yes,
you're giving away free steaks. Does that include does that include ribeyes?
Steak tips are usually preferred over there at the Southern Steer Steakhouse. But we also give you cash. Depending on the insurance company, we pay you up to $100, even $150. Now is the going rate for.
That's for a complete windshield replacement?
Yes, sir. When you get your windshield replaced in Florida, the insurance covers the deductible, so it's a zero deductible for you. You get a new windshield, and companies are competing for that work. We're one of those companies, and we'll pay you up to $150 for your old windshield.
Really? So on the new ad, I can change that to $150?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Great. Wow. Now, Brian,
there you go. We just went up $50. And it's steaks, huh? So can you choose any ones you want, steaks, or like you just said, steak tips?
It's $100 in steaks, so I would recommend the steak tips. I would spend all my money on steak tips, but Southern Steer Butchery is where you get your refund for the $100 in steak.
How many have you done with him so far?
How many? What is that?
Have you sent his way?
Most people prefer the cash, to be honest. I think maybe 3 people have asked for the steak money instead.
Really?
In which case, we just give them the money and they go buy steak. But, yes, we work with...
And have you been talking with Greg himself, like letting him know what's going on, or?
Yeah, kind of. I went in there and said hi to him. I was a customer of his, but I don't think we really talked too much about business.
Okay.
I didn't meet Greg, though.
Yeah, well, that's great that you're a business. It's a small world, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Victor, if it's okay with you, I'd like to let about 5,000 educators know about your business. Is that all right with you?
That's fine. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I'm missing the boat on that because I have a lot of people that have agreed to do that, and I've dropped the ball, really, because I haven't got you that information.
That's okay. We'll get there.
But no, it's not okay. It's just...
And, Mike, I also want to tell you that I want to give 20% off to all your school teachers for their entrees if they come into Paul's Shrimp House.
Excellent.
Whenever they come in, just show some credentials.
You guys send me your
we got to get that going.
And we'll put it on my website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we can get you... Yeah, I'm sorry. We can get, like, Victor, 5,000 strong teachers belong to the union in Pinellas County. And what we do is he has a website where we can put your $100, $150 worth of free steak or cash. We can put that on their website. And what they'll present to you is the union card itself to show you that that's where they came from.
Yeah,
and then also he has a bi-monthly newsletter, approximately bi-monthly. Yeah. We could also maybe do a little printout of the name.
Absolutely.
So we can put you in a bi-monthly newsletter. Guess how much all that is, Victor?
How much is it?
Nothing!
Get excited.
All right, buddy. And then how much you think the radio is?
I don't know.
Nothing.
All right. I'll take it.
Or he'll send you a bill.
When you get the bill, though, mail the check to... So anyhow, that's pretty cool. So what's the... How many windows are you doing now a week?
We're up to about 78 a month was that last month, which isn't bad. But, you know, our goal is, of course, to get to about 1,000 per month. So we're a long way from that, but we're definitely proceeding. We're doing more every month than we did the month before. So that's what it's about, is growth.
Now, you're mobile. So, I mean, what areas do you come to? I mean, is it... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We cover all zip codes from... all the way up from Brooksville, all the way down to Sarasota, and we go as far east as about, we almost go to Orlando sometimes if we have enough in the area, but we cover almost all the 5-county area here in Tampa.
Wow, that's a big area. That's a lot of area to
cover. So how do people get in touch with you?
Please call our phone number. It's 813-500-8201, or you can check us out on the website is olympicintegrity.com and fill out the easy fill-out form there. And we'll get an email, and we'll respond back and replace your windshield.
I like that. 100% mobile, we come to you. That says it all. Keep it simple.
And they're going to give you $100.
Like if someone's at a football game, would you go to the Buck Stadium and replace someone's window while they're watching the game?
Absolutely. We don't take a break for anything. We do it even at the beach. We've met some customers
there. You go.
And if you don't forget, we give you the aftermarket sun strip back, the window tint that goes across the top of your windshield. We replace that when we replace your windshield as well, so you don't have to take the time and go get a new sun strip in.
Well, that's good, too. That's really good. Any other questions from anybody? I got to say something about you, and you know I say this all the time. We're talking about children now, right? I'm not saying he's a child. He's a young adult, right? But he's like in his early 20s. or mid-20s, I would say. And he's clean cut. You know, the kid that comes in with the clean clothes and just really presents himself nice, nice haircut. His wife just recently, how old is your baby?
3 months old.
3 months old. And I met him with his father when they came down to, because we also do a TV show for on WMOR. And he came down, and I just let his father know, how proud can someone be that a kid is clean cut, presentable, is, like you were just saying, 10 grandchildren for you, Mr. Santana. He has a three-month-old child. He's running his own business. You see how he talks. He's very well-educated and very polite. As a parent, how proud would you be, and how are you guys as educators when you see children that turn out good? Doesn't that like this? That's joy.
That's
right?
Amazing.
See that.
Well, I appreciate you very much, Brian, for saying that.
And I mean it, though. Like, you know that? Like, I'm being very sincere, the language of the heart, that I really do think as a human being, you're if everybody was like you, this would be a great country. Really?
I appreciate you.
So again, just give us your phone number one more time.
Yes, sir. Our phone number for Olympic Integrity Auto Glass is 813-500-8201. Call it now and get up to $150 for your windshield replacement.
Right. And then what's the name of your child, if you don't mind me asking?
His name is Vincent.
Vincent. And what's your name?
I'm Victor.
Why not Victor? Where? What happened? Where did Vincent come from?
His middle name is Victor. His first name is Vincent. His middle name is Victor. His last name is Villanueva. So we call him Little V.
Little V. VV.
Yeah.
Anyhow, congratulations on your child, everything you're doing, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks for calling in, Victor.
Thanks for calling in. Right. So that's a neat thing, right?
Oh, that's wonderful, yeah.
It is. It's just everything about him is just...
So, guys, I do have to run.
Okay.
I'm going to let Mr. Santana take my seat. I just want to thank you again.
Who was the person's name again that you promoted?
I was just about to say, I want to remind all your listeners to vote for Joanne Lentino for district at large seat for the school board, and Mr. Santana for District 5. So if you live in District 5, everybody votes for Joanne Lentino because she's in that large seat. Doesn't matter where you live. You're in Pinellas County, you get to vote for her. And Mr. Santana, if you live in District 5, and please, please, please continue to support education and the schools in Pinellas County by voting yes on the referendum. It's the last thing on your ballot, and it's way at the bottom on the reverse side. So we have reason to worry about it, you know, people missing it, but it's super important. It helps our kids tremendously. It helps our educators, and I want to thank you again.
So what was her name again?
Joanne Lentino.
Lentino. I was trying to think of how we can tell people to remember her name, but that's all. Joanne Lentino.
And Mr. Santana.
And Mr. Santana. And Eileen Young, Long, too, right? Isn't that our girl?
Eileen won already.
Oh, she won?
She won in the
51-49.
51-49, yes.
That's right. That's the power of this publication right here. I thought that was the primary, but no, she's already won?
That was the primary, but she won because she was only two people. If there's more than two people, then it goes over to the general.
Okay. Well, that was pretty good because we promoted her, and it was like I felt it was like my first campaign. I actually grabbed some signs just for a few minutes. I'm not going to say I was out there a long time. I saw a sign, and I went on the corner and held it for her.
All right.
So
the book worked like a charm. Thank you.
Okay, thanks there, Mike. You're a great guy. Have a good day, buddy.
So
long. So, Mr. Santana, how are you, buddy?
I am well. Life is good.
Right. So what is the deal with, like, what you do there? Like, what is for Pinellas County School Board, like, what does a school board guy do? Like, what is the deal?
Well, you know, the school board is what controls all of the schools in Pinellas County. There are over 100,000 children that attend school between kindergarten up to the 12th grade, and about 20,000 so that are in vocational. And all of these come under the umbrella of the school board. They're also the largest employer in Pinellas County with about 16,000 employees. And the largest property owner and managers in this county.
Is that right? 16,000? But 5,000 of that 16,000 are teachers.
And that's correct. Well, yes, there are 5,000 of them that are teachers in the teachers union.
Oh, in the teachers union. And how many teachers are there?
I'm not sure, but the 16,000 includes a lot
janitors,
of
everything.
Part-time work.
Yeah. And you got to have that, too. You got to have paid employees to do the jobs, people that are qualified.
Absolutely.
Part of the deal.
You know,
and pay them good, though, too. That's well, where, why not?
Well, you know, I have to disagree. I you know, relatively speaking, some of the positions are the compensation are adequate, but for the most part, we have to rethink about that because about half of the employees, half of the 16,000, is my understanding that receive less than $10 an hour, and that doesn't seem to be.
How's that possible?
I'm not sure, but that is what's happening there, and that's what I'm coming into.
No, it should be a minimum of 15.
I would agree that if you're going through the background check, if you're going through having a high school diploma, if you're going through all of the processes and you're working for an educational environment, you know, it seems like $10 an hour is extremely low.
Yes. And then I sometimes I don't know how to say this. Like, I don't understand how people live on that wage. But at the same time, I want to not be like I'm looking down on someone that does.
Well,
but I just don't think it's fair, just to be real.
I would agree with you. And I have to say that last year we spent $1.3 billion in the school board. That's Pinellas County alone in the school board. That was how much money was spent. And they're projecting that next year will go up to $1.5 billion. So we're not talking about small change. We're talking about a significant amount that is influenced the spending of it by the seven members in the school board.
Wow! So you can control the purse strings. Just to say it like this,
you'll be one of seven.
Exactly,
that can make changes.
And how do the votes generally go down? 4-3 or 3? I mean, is it a conservative versus a Democrat? How does that go?
Well, it's a
like the Supreme Court. I'm saying, you know, it always goes. It seems like every time the vote, whether who are you for, but it always seems to be 5-4.
It's a nonpartisan position, and what I have witnessed while I've been there is that most of the votes go unanimously.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's good. It seems to me that whenever you have a unanimous decision on anything, I just have a problem with that. I think there should be some issues that come
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So maybe that's where you're going to fit in and help it out a little bit. I mean, if or when you're elected, I mean, what do you plan on doing for the school board?
Well, you know, the school board, there's so much involved with it, but upon getting elected, I'll be sworn in November the 22nd, so this school year already be in play. So there's nothing I can do to change any of, or influence any of the processes or any of the projects that are going on. My emphasis will be to make sure that those that are in place right now are done well and that they have everything they need to be successful. For example, we have tens of thousands of our children that do not know how to read and write to the level they're supposed to. And we're having a huge impact on them right now. There's a lot of projects being, many of us have read the article, Failure Factories, that came out in the Tampa Bay Times. And that's what I'm outlining. But the issues are not limited to just the five schools that were mentioned. There's additional schools that have been added to that.
Well, that's fantastic. I think we're going to be really happy. Hopefully that you get elected. I'm squeezing for you. I know you got my vote, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I have a special sense for this because when I finished high school a long time ago, back in 76, I had just barely a third grade reading and writing ability. And
oh, is that right?
Yeah, they today, with the behavior that I was exerting, I was very very violent, and today that type of behavior would have landed me directly in jail. The school to jail pipeline would have kicked in, but for whatever reason, they gave me a high school diploma and sent me out and said, "Don't come back."
See, fantastic. See, things are changing, absolutely. Because I remember those days. If you got in trouble, you go to jail. That's it.
Well, and at 17, I found myself with a high school diploma, barely capable of reading and writing, and I could not get a job anywhere.
Oh.
And I found myself in the streets full time. So from there, something happened. I grew up. There was a chemical change in my mind. I went from being a juvenile delinquent to having a mind of an adult, and I didn't want to do that anymore, but I was trapped within that environment, and it hit me. I had a high school diploma I did not earn. I had never got caught at anything, so I had no police record. I convinced my father and mother to emancipate me at 17, and I joined the U.S. Army, and I escaped.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's a great story. We got Jill on the line from Total Tape Services. Old home reels, cassettes, or videos to DVD and more. How you doing, Jill?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Good. Now we're on FM, 106.1 FM.
I know. You've moved up in the world. That's wonderful.
You never did come down to the TV show, though, did you?
Not yet. There's still time.
There's still time. Actually, if not next week, the week after that, we're going to film the TV show, actually film the radio show with the TV crew. That's the plan.
Oh,
that's cool. What date is that going to be on, Brian?
Either next week or the week after. We're going to have a TV crew here.
Oh, cool.
We'll have to have Mr. Santana come back.
Oh, that'll be fine. I'll enjoy that.
Yeah, so anyhow.
We'll make you famous.
Well, the idea is, too, is to save memories, right? Like Mr. Santana, Alicio Santana. Okay, spell his last name.
S-A-N.
Not you.
Oh. S-A-N-T-A-N-A.
And what does that spell?
San-tan-a.
Right, so if everybody can, and then vote for change. He has beauty, he has, okay. You want to win $50?
I do.
All right, not dollars, actually, gift certificates.
A gift certificate, okay.
I should really, because we're a big, you know, we put out a lot of money at this show.
What is the gift certificate?
It's either going to be at the Marker 8 or the Ivory Restaurant or the Shrimp House or, that's it, Paul's Shrimp House. Okay.
A lot of good places.
Okay, so name, Mr., what's his name?
Santana.
What's his first name?
I don't think I got what the first name was.
Alicio.
Alicio.
Alicio okay. Santana.
Okay.
Okay, so how many grandchildren does Alicio Santana have? And it's on his flyer. You will win $50.
I have no idea. This
and I'll give you a guess, it. Though. I'll give you a guess, okay? I'll give you. It's from one. It's from 1 to 10.
1 to 10. 8.
10.
It is 10.
Yeah, it is such a beautiful family. And they're all interracial type deal. So, it's, you know, you could just see that they're all, it's really neat. It's just a beautiful photo. And they all seem to be like, you know, from 2 years old to like 11.
Wow.
Is that right?
Actually, from 4 years old to 13.
Four to 13.
Mm-hmm. 4 to 13.
Wow.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Imagine having 10 grandchildren.
Is the family all local, like real close?
All of my children were born in Pinellas County. I have 3 girls and 1 boy, and these 10 grandchildren come from my 3 girls. My son hasn't started having children yet. And my children were born here in Pinellas County, and all of my grandchildren were born, and they go to school here in Pinellas County, public schools.
Oh. Wow. Oh, nice.
I should run your campaign because you're the guy that you could really sell. Like if you have a good product and you have value, this guy you can sell, Santana. If I was in charge
and
of his
campaign. And you're a good salesman to have. He'd be good to have on your side.
Hey, and Santana's a really nice name.
That's
well, you know when I said how many kids are the kids local in the Spanish language, she just asked, are they crazy?
Well, you know, their grandfather is.
So anyhow, did you realize he's running for Pinellas School Board District 5?
Oh, okay.
So what's his name?
Alicio Santana.
All right. Okay.
We're trying to get that name out there.
10 grandchildren.
How many times can I get that name out there? You know, there used to be a commercial that said they only had 3 words in it, right? Something about pain. It helps your knee pain. Then they repeated that commercial again. Believe it or not, they have a commercial type thing where they have the Emmys for commercials. They said for that year, that was the most successful commercial that people recognized. And all it said is that we fix pain in your knee or we fix pain. You know, This was years ago. It was real simple.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your name?
My name is Eliseo Santana, and I am running for school board.
We got to get this.
And I'll tell you, with my 10 grandchildren, I am vested in there. And I am going to expand my love for my children to the 100,000-plus children that are going to school in Pinellas County and make sure that they are treated well, they learn how to read and write, and are prepared to be good citizens.
Like the gentleman that we had on earlier.
Yes, Mike is fantastic.
Victor, right?
Michael Dolfo.
Yeah, very good.
Now, Jill, we have you on the phone. I mean, tell us a little bit about your business. You transfer old movie reels into DVDs?
We do. We've been in business since the middle 90s, and we convert all types of media, whether it's an audio format or a video format, and we convert them onto either CD or DVD. And we've been working, boy, for... You know, since before the CDs and DVDs were out, we would put eight millimeter films onto VHS. Now we're going onto DVD, and believe it or not, a lot of people still have the 8 millimeter films, Super 8 films.
Yeah, listen, I do. I have that.
Me
I have
too.
The old pictures. I'd love to get this done. And I see you're on Brian Cashclaw's coupon book, which is fantastic, and you have a $10 off. Service.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you're interested, just give me a call.
Okay, could you give us your number?
Sure. The phone number is area code 727-799-3100. And then you can also see us up on, on our website, and that's www.totaltapeservices.com.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Jill. Believe me, I'm going to be getting in touch with you because I have a lot of old tapes laying around. I'd like to put them all together.
Oh, that
would be great.
Well,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Well, there you go, Jill. And then, so anyhow, I took this tape. I actually did business with her, and the guy made a tape. He had a cassette tape of his dad singing. So he wanted to save that because that's what he had memory of his dad. So she turned it. It was the lady at Fantastic Sam's, matter of fact. She owns the one in Dunedin.
I remember that.
It really was a good tape. Like, just imagine, like, I forget the songs, but it was all hit songs that the father sang. And the father really was a talent. I mean, it wasn't like this guy was an entertainer. He actually sang and he... crisscrossed the country. He was an entertainer. I mean, he was the real deal. And that's how we met, right? So then she made me a couple, and I gave it to him, and I listened to that CD. I don't know if you ever get hooked on something like the kids. My daughter, she was hooked on one of the shows of Shrek. I must have watched Shrek 1,000 times, right? So anyhow, I was really like the way this guy sounded. He had a little twang to him, but he was played some really... good songs, and I listened to that guy for about a year. Like it was in my CD. Like if I listened to the radio and say a commercial came on, I would then just go to him. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat. And then, so then she actually did this for a favor for one of her clients. So here I did her a favor for one of her clients. And it is kind of neat that we can, and I know I have, just like, it makes me sad, just to be real, all the photos I lost of my children and stuff because of just the memories. And now I'm doing it where I'm doing it on the phone, so I really don't even have them. And then if you lose a phone or something, I know
Sure. You got to back it up in iCloud. So this is a great, great little deal.
So they can take phones. That's something. Talk about, maybe I should have thought about that. With the phone, you can go into someone's phone and save them to a CD?
Yeah, we can download it from the phone and put it onto a disc or do something, like that. Or, if anybody, has, any kind of format, any type, it could be in on a even a phone recorder from years ago, people have brought in those little micro cassettes, you know, and we've been able to convert those also onto a CD. And being that we have a recording studio, we work with musicians as well, and we can do their recording, and then we do their mass productions of their CDs for performances and their graphic design and all that as well.
Ooh, wow. Great. So, yeah. Little background music.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. Nice, is that? So that's really great. And your phone number again, Jill, is?
It's 727-799-3100.
So do you want to have a chance to win $50 gift certificate again?
Yeah, let's give it another try.
Okay, we have the gentleman in the room right now from Paul's Shrimp House.
Okay.
What is his first name?
Paul.
No, I set you up.
Close. Michael.
Wouldn't that make sense if his name, if the name of it is called Paul?
Michael Paulino.
Oh, darn. Okay.
All right. So you're all, I'm glad I don't got to pay you. You know what I mean?
Strikes and
that's why he's
I'm
giving you all
out.
The hard answers, Joe.
But you know what I do when you win?
Hard questions.
We go double to nothing, right?
All always. Right. Let's try. Do you have another one?
Wait a minute. That all was right. Double.
Okay. All right.
It's got to be triple.
I really mean this. If you can spell this, I'll do it. It's Mr. Yeah. Santana, right? You spelled Santana.
Yeah.
Okay. Santana. Like getting it. You notice there's tan there. So you get a Tana. This is Tan Talk. Mm. So he's at the right station. This is Tan Talk 1340 AM and Tan Talk 106.1. So almost like he's sand is at the beach, right? And then when you go to the beach and get a sand, then you'll get a tan.
Tan.
And then he's on a radio station called Tan Talk. So sand, beach, tan at the beach, Santana.
Oh, I see how that all works.
I'm just trying to like. Pretty but anyhow, cool. Spell his first name, and you'll get $50 gift certificate to Paul's Shrimp House in Tarpon Springs in the docks.
That's a tough one.
Okay, here we go. I'll give it my best shot. A L E S S I O.
No, E. Maybe I pronounced the name wrong. Did I pronounce it?
I'll pronounce it. Eliseo.
Eliseo.
I'm going to pronounce it.
With all lower vowels in there.
E-L-E-S-A-O?
No. See, we can't get you to win.
But it's okay.
Hey, I'm going to get you to win.
E-L-I-S-E-O.
Oh.
Maybe for next time.
You know, we're going to let
it
win. If you tell me
I gave it my best shot.
No,
that
we're going to go. One more. $50?
Okay,
where's the
$50?
He said make it 500. That's what he's saying.
It's all right.
No, $50 at Paul's Shrimp House. You ready?
Okay.
No, not Paul's Shrimp House. So actually, we'll do it at a marker 8.
Okay.
Who went up the hill with Jill?
Could it be Jack?
There you go.
Yay!
You're a winner.
But you're still always welcome at Paul's Shrimp House to check us out.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. And then thanks for being on the show, Jill.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Jill.
Bye-bye,
Jill.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to do a radio commercial for our friends at Angie's Grill. So my buddy here, here's the deal. He can win $50, all right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you up to a test, Mr. Santana.
Oh, my.
He's going to do a 30, 45-second commercial. Really, you should read. I found out with these things is that if you read them first and you study them a little bit, the commercial itself goes better than trying to just do it off the cold, to be real. So I found that out over years of doing radio. Like, look at something, study it. So that's why I said study it for a little bit.
It makes sense.
But you're going to go in competition with Scott.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's for a $50 gift certificate.
I'm definitely competitive.
All right. And then Paul is going to, Michael is going to be the judge.
Okay.
Who wins?
Let's go.
Okay, so you go.
All right. I want to say a shout out to Angie's. Angie's Grill, real home style cooking. Angie's at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater. Angie's still there today. Juan is managing. Angie's Real Style Home Cooking includes a steak and egg special featured only in the Brian Cash Claws coupon book for $5.95. That includes sirloin steak, two eggs, potatoes or grits, and toast. Also, the coupon includes 20% off any regular menu item, plus a free dessert. Don't forget their breakfast special for $3.99. That's three pieces of bacon, three large eggs, potato or grits, and toast. Only $3.99 again at Angie's Grill. Juan, we know you're out there listening. There's many more selections. You got to come in and see. All their food's delicious. That's Drew Street and Jupiter across from the 7-Eleven. 1732 Drew Street. Angie's Grill.
Oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. It's going to be a tough one to beat. Scott, you did very good.
All right.
Okay.
Well, so I'm supposed to do the same?
So you can do it whatever way you want to do it. And then we have one more commercial after this, and I'm going to have the guy in the booth do it for us, okay?
You want me to start now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's see. First of all, I'm not a commercial type of guy, but I'm going to hit this.
Okay.
We work hard in hand with the economy. Only at Angie's Grill. Look, if you want to get a bargain, if you want to get good quality, go to Angie's Grill, 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, 727-441-2644. There's a lot of fours in there. Remember, Angie's Grill, we definitely get you what you need for the money.
Alicia, fantastic, man. If you do that the way you take care of Pinellas School Board, I think you're going to be a big winner. I got you as a winner, buddy. Sorry, Scott.
All right.
That was very good.
I'm heartbroken.
And I'm new at this.
Oh, you're heartbroken. Why are you heartbroken? He does look very sad, doesn't he?
I tell you, he was really good, though.
Yeah. No, he was very good. But for the first time, you did a great job. And, we have another commercial, but it's going to be just a minute. He's on the phone right now.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Brian Cash Claws Coupon Book Show on the Tan Talk Radio Network, including WTAN 1340 AM in Clearwater and 106.1 FM. That's in downtown Clearwater, where the sun is always warm and the bathing suits are always hot.
Okay, and we have another commercial coming up right now.
Hey, this is Paul's Famous Shrimp House at 530 Athens Street in Tarpon Springs, serving fresh seafood for over 75 years. This historic family restaurant strikes the ideal balance between old-time seafood shack and a contemporary casual cafe. Its legacy goes back to 1940 when the Sponge Docks District was only a commercial fishing village and a haven for sponge divers. Come down and enjoy Paul's Shrimp House, the most popular choice from their menu. Their peel-and-eat shrimp, or another fan favorite, the seafood lasagna that is made with shrimp, blue crab, and scallops with a delicious white cream sauce. The next time you visit the Sponge Docks and you're craving fresh seafood, look no further than Paul's Shrimp House, located at 530 Athens Street in Tarpon Springs, for a delicious meal that comes straight from the sea to your plate. Go to Paul's Shrimp House Facebook page and give it a like to keep up with their daily specials and upcoming events. That's Paul's Shrimp House at 530 Athens Street in Tarpon Springs, near the Sponge Docks.
Alicia, I got you as a winner, buddy. Your $50 gift certificate. I also want to tell you guys, get out of the house before the storm and visit Paul's Shrimp House. Check it out today. Our special today, we're serving our seafood boil, which is a huge platter of shrimp, clams, mussels, sausage, potatoes. And the price for this is, for one person, $13.95, and two is only $22.95. So come on down today and tomorrow and mention the show. You receive a 20% discount on your entire check, okay?
All right, we want to thank Frank's. Frank's Restaurant and Pizza for our in-house studio meal today of delicious white pizza.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, cheese pizza.
And the calzone.
And the calzone.
Yes.
I can't say enough about that. Frank's Restaurant and Pizza, 1600 Virginia Street, right there in central Dunedin. You can get pizza 50% off. I'm going to buy one, get one.
Hey, thanks, Frank, for sending that over, man.
Thank you, Frank.
Fantastic.
All right, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Brian Cash Claws Show, 2:50 p.m. The outer rain bands are about to hit this area from Hurricane Matthew. The center of the storm currently 65 miles east of Miami. Storms proceeding to the northwest at 12 miles per hour, and the maximum winds very close to a Category 4 hurricane, now 125. 5 more miles an hour, Of course, that doesn't include the gusts. 5 more miles an hour sustained winds, and it's a Category 4. This is a major hurricane, so if you're in Central Florida and you're in the sound of our voice and you haven't prepared, do so immediately.
Yeah, it looks like a bad one coming up. I don't think we're going to be hit as much, but we are going to get the winds and the rain.
Yeah, the wind's already picking up outside, and the outer rain bands are going to hit us any minute now. But I don't think we're going to see any flooding because it's blowing offshore.
Well, let's hope not. We have our first Friday in Tarpon Springs this week, this Friday, the 7th, tomorrow. We're gonna have a booth out there for Paul's Shrimp House. Gonna have the Black Honkies out there playing. They're fantastic.
Wow.
And hopefully it's not gonna rain too bad. It's supposed to rain in the morning, so maybe we open up at 5 o'clock our booth. So you guys try to stop by if the weather's right and check us out.
All right. We would like to welcome Eliseo Santana into the studio today. He's endorsed by the Tampa Bay Times for school board, Pinellas County School Board District 5. Everybody get out and vote.
Most definitely.
Yeah, we look forward to it. I'm definitely going to be out there for you, Mr. Santana.
Democracy only works when the citizens go out and cast their vote.
That's right. You forgot it.
Yep, you can see us online here at tantalk1340.com. This is the Brian Cashclaw Show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Live and in color.
That is true. Give us calls, 866-826-1340,
727-441-3000. Okay, guys.
That is us.
Well, that's beautiful. Hey, I also want to tell you that we're, Paul Strip House, we are in the Brian Cashclaw's coupon book, which is working great for us. It's buy one lunch, get the second one for $5 off. Buy one dinner, get the second one for $9 off. I just want to tell you, Brian, your coupon book is great for our restaurant and great for the customers, and it's a win-win for everybody. If you haven't picked up a Brian Cashclaw's coupon book, just get out there and check it out.
Yeah, and then I'd like to say thanks to Frank's Pizzas and Restaurant. Did you guys?
Just did that?
1600 Virginia Street. Dunedin. And then also, too, what about this hurricane thing? This thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're just talking about that.
Yeah, so what is...
Miami.
So what? I don't understand. How does it hit Miami but not hit us if it's going northeast?
There and we're way over here.
But I don't get it.
It's making like a little hook up the...
How do they know? Could it change?
It could.
It all has to do is shift just a little bit and hit us.
Right. There is a tropical storm watch for the Tampa Bay area.
The schools are closed tomorrow.
They are. They just announced that today.
Yeah.
And for Pinellas?
Pinellas schools are closed tomorrow.
Wow. Tomorrow. Right. And when's that supposed to hit, if it did hit? Is there a time frame that it would hit?
It is. It's right off Miami, 65 miles, 70 miles off Miami, and heading
north. Oh, we're looking
tonight, early Friday, tonight, early. Late tonight, early tomorrow is when it's scheduled to be about at our level, at the Tampa Bay area, the level of the state.
So we'll get hit with bands, right?
Yeah.
Rain and some wind.
Band. And then how long does it take to pass? Like, how long would it be here for?
They say it's a slow-moving storm, so it's hard to say, but... by Friday afternoon, it should be about Jacksonville area.
Okay.
There's the outer bands coming now.
So Friday, we need to hunker down. And then you see the people, the reason why people need to evacuate when there's mandatory evacuation, the main reason is so that, like, when the storm does hit, they're not taking people's supplies and volunteers and people that are, now they're diverting to go save these people, really, when they should be putting wires up and doing things that are necessary because people didn't listen. Is that right? Like, one of the main reasons is, why do people not listen?
My sister-in-law lives in the Cape Canaveral area, and we've been talking to her and telling her that she needs to evacuate and leave, and she is stubborn and says, no, I'm going to stay. This is my home. I protect it. And I'm saying, are you crazy? You have insurance. Protect your life.
Sure. There's so many people like that out there that are just sticking with it. And that's the people you see on top of their roofs getting... evacuated.
You know who that guy on the roof is? Me.
That's you.
But the only thing I got going is a barbecue because I'm prepared. So you want that steak rare or medium?
That's right. Yeah, Brian brings up his iPad.
Steak, you know, because I got my window fixed.
George,
I have all
Foreman
these steaks.
Grill.
From Olympia.
That's right.
Yeah, that George Foreman grill is pretty cool. So,
that's right. Yeah.
So let's talk about Paul's Shrimp House. What's going on there with that? Talk about your specials you got going on. We'll end the show with that.
Well, right now, I just mentioned our special for today, but our special for tomorrow, we have one of our biggest sellers, let's talk about that, is our seafood lasagna. It's layers of shrimp, scallops, blue crab with a white cream sauce and garlic bread, and it's only $12.95. Brian, I'm telling you, we can't keep it in the restaurant. We're just constantly making it. I mean, it's one of our big sellers. Of course, our shrimp is the biggest seller. You know, we get it from the boat to your plate. I mean, everything is fresh. Everything is fresh in our restaurant. You just can't beat it. And like I told all our customers, all our listeners today, for today and tomorrow, you come on in, mention this radio show, and receive 20% off your entire check.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. It's a good discount.
Can't beat it. Absolutely. Beat with it. Our prices are so low anyway. And yeah. We also have $2 draft beers, 16-ounce beers.
Right.
Shock Top, Amber Bock, $4 well drinks, $4 wines. This is all day, every day.
You know, he put up his hand 4 minutes to go. And as you put his hand up 4 minutes ago, you said $4. Did you catch that, the correlation?
No, but that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
And you catch. Stop, look at that. Somebody just said three. Everything. Now what?
Now three. Okay, so Santana. Alicia Santana, vote for change for Pinellas School Board, District 5. Who was the other person that he had mentioned?
Joanne Latino.
Do you know Joanne Latino?
I do. I've interacted with her.
So do you like her?
I do. I like her. She's a good person. She interacts well with my grandchildren. During the last activity, she was playing with them, and they like her.
Good. And then, so if they say, let's just, you know, get the plug in. Let's just get this out of the way right now. This is just between me and you. So, like, say there's a $1 million contract for a promotion, right? You're going to vote for Brian Cash Claw's radio show and coupon book.
You know,
$1 million.
Absolutely. And on top of that, I saw that $100 that you were giving, that were being given away for the windshield. I just had my windshield replaced, and I didn't get $100. I should have looked at the Brian Cash Claws coupon book, and I would have been out. I would have been smiling even more again.
That's why everybody's got to pick one of these books up and check it out. I want to give a shout out to my buddy at Caesars too. He's got a great pizza over there also. He's giving away a free chicken parm dinner or spaghetti dinner. Buy one, get one lunch. $7.99 pizza. He's out on 1757 Main Street in Dunedin.
Yeah, and that's another guy. He's an engineer, and his wife's a real pro, too. Like, you know, like the professional people, they're out there, right?
What a nice man, too. I met him last week, and he's a very nice man.
So, like, he's like a, you know, college-educated engineer running a restaurant.
Can you imagine we have 20 to 30, and some people even say 40% of our children are not able to read and write to the right level, and we have 100,000 students in our schools? That's like 20, 30, 40,000 that cannot really grow to be good citizens unless we get back and make sure that they learn how to read and write and are prepared.
Well, let's get Alicia Santana and the Pinellas School Board. We got to get out there and vote for him.
And say something about Mike, too, real quick, the president of the union.
I tell you, Mike is a great stand-up guy. We need to make sure that he has all of our power behind him so that he can do good things.
Right. Okay, well, that's Alicia Santana, San at the beach, Tan at the beach, and then he's on tantalk1340.com.
And with 10 grandchildren.
10 grandchildren, not 9, 10. All right. What is your name in the booth?
This is Bobby here.
Bobby, thank you so much, buddy.
No problem.
Thanks for everything, pal.
You do a great job, Bobby.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
You really do. You do sound effects. You do great. You graduated from college, too, tell them a little bit.
SPC.
SPC, but you did you got your degree in broadcasting.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.